and she's going to guide us through today. Let's give her a great hand.
Art, thank you for that. Welcome. You all, the first thing I want to do is put you all into teams. And if you would, I would like the first team that I call, Team 1, to occupy maybe the first 2 to 3 rows of this area. Then Team 2, if you'll take the last 2 to 3 rows of that area, then we'll mimic it on this side. The third team will take the first 2 to 3 rows on this side, and then the last team will take the last 2 to 3 rows on that side. Are you ready? Yeah. All right, so with the community department, please stand. All right, Team 1 is Team Community. The departments that will be on Team Community will be the Community Team, the Students Team, the Children's Ministry Team, and the Care Department Team. Woo-hoo! Woo! All right, Team 2. All right, Team 2 will be the Operations Team. Operations Department, please stand. Operations Department, please stand. All right, on the Operations Team, we'll have the Operations Department, Facilities, and the Bridge. All right, Team 3 will be the Finance Team. Finance Team, please stand. Woo! All right, this is the general area for Finance, and on the Finance Team, we'll have Finance, HR, and IT departments. All right, my fourth team is Team Fine Arts. Fine Arts Department, please stand. All right, Fine Arts will include Fine Arts, AVL, Marketing, TV, and Mike Moore Ministries. Joining Fine Arts. The Values Department will be joining the Fine Arts Team. All right, I'll give everybody a few minutes to get comfortable. While we're waiting, you can go ahead and decide who's going to be your recorder and who's going to be your reporter for Phase 1.
If you guys need any type of intercession, Pastor Mike is going to be your intercessor for today. So any requests that you have throughout the activities, just let him know and he'll be interceding for you guys.
All right. Does everyone have a handout? You should have a 3-page handout that says strategic planning, and the very first page says phase 1. I need everybody to pull that out now and raise your hand if you don't have one. All right, as stated earlier, we're going to do phase 1. If you recall, in Pastor Mike's teaching on strategic planning, it had 3 phases. The 3 phases are the objectives phase, strategic objectives. The second phase is the plan, which is the strategy phase. And then the third phase is execution. So each phase has multiple components to it. So we wanted to give you all an overall view of how does this look? How should it be implemented from A to Z? So we're going to start with phase 1. Pretend that you are, you know, planning for the next year or the upcoming year. We're going to do the strategic planning process. So let's look at phase 1. All right, the premise of this overall activity for today, phases 1, 2, and 3, is to seamlessly combine each of the components of the strategic planning process. The goal is to provide you with a comprehensive example that illustrates how this system should work from start to finish. So let me just say this. If you're not the recorder, I still want you to write everything down on your form, because you are over some department, some ministry, some division, and you need to have an example that you can go by. So I do want everybody to write down the group's decisions on your form so that you'll have an example that you can always refer to. Okay? All right, so phase 1, all right, the task. During this phase, each group will practice identifying an objective, limiting that objective, prioritizing those objectives, and then lastly, evaluating those objectives for their assigned department. All right, so where it says assigned department, you can go ahead and write that down now. You're either the community department, you're either the operations department, you're either the finance department, or you're the fine arts department. This will be your same department in all the phases. All right, you with me? All right, before I release you to go ahead and begin on in phase one, let's look at where it says identify objectives. As we learn, some objectives come from different places. So let's look. Objectives may come from mandates from God. They may come from prayer. They may come from those in authority. They may come from a SWOT analysis. They may come from team collaboration. They may come from research. They come from a lot of different places. So we're going to focus on four of those places for this particular objective. All right, so everybody look where it says mandate from God. Let's pretend that everybody's mandate from God is to take your department cyber. So in that area where it says mandate from God, write, go cyber. But that's going to be specific to the department that you are for today. All right, now look where it says objectives from those in authority. I'm going to come around to each group and pretend as if I'm the authority, and I'm going to give you the objective from the authority. But the other areas are your responsibility. You are to conduct a SWOT analysis within your team, and I didn't copy these front and back so that you'll have space to write. So if you notice on the back of each sheet, you have space to do any note-taking or things of that nature, so that blank space on the back of each sheet is for your use. So you have the responsibility to conduct a SWOT analysis and come up with other objectives. Then you're also going to do some team collaboration to think of some objectives and write them in the appropriate area. And if you see after that, you're going to, let's say you come up with 10 objectives, then you're going to move to the next part of phase one. You're going to limit them to 3 to 5, as we were taught. Then you're going to prioritize them based on the formulas that we were taught. And then lastly, you're going to evaluate one that the group selects and make a SMART goal out of it. Is everybody with me? So this is everything we learned in phase one about objectives. All right, begin, and I'll come around to each group. Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. Y'all not excited about community. We still a part of the same church. So y'all could congratulate us as well. But anyway, that's all right. Don't worry about it. It's too late now. We were the community team, and it was just an amazing experience with the group of people that I was with. You're welcome, Sean Janetta. We had a mandate from God, which was to go cyber. And then our leader communicated to us that they wanted us to develop a plan for ministering to the sick and shut-in in the Wylam community. And then we as a group or as a team came up with a SWOT analysis and then a team collaboration. And so with that, we listed our objectives. The first two I listed, go cyber. The second one was minister to the sick and shut-in in the Wylam community. And then the next three we came up with, which was develop a plan for a community service culture in Faith Chapel Christian Center, develop a transportation system in the Wylam community or in the community, and then leverage the bridge for more community outreach. Based on the criteria as it relates to how do you list which priority that will take place or that will be first, we had to ask certain questions, which was, is it a mandate from God? Is it critical to the organization? And how satisfied were we with it? Well, the one that we chose was to educate our congregants by developing a plan for a community service culture. Based on that, we came up with our SMART goal. And our SMART goal is 10% of our regular attendees / members are involved in at least one community service project by December 2013. And then we had to ask ourselves certain questions. Well, is this specific? And we said yes, because the participants would do at least one community service project. Is it measurable? Yes, 10% of the attendees or membership would be involved. We're just expecting at least 10%. If we get more, that's great, but we're expecting 10%. Is it attainable? We said yes. We believe that at least one person can do it within that year. Say that again. Okay, thank you, teammate. Is it relevant? It's relevant to our mission, our vision, our values to just be. And then the timeline was, or is, 1 year. It's a 1 year timeline. So that was our, the community group. That group over there didn't clap, but that's okay. We understand what's going on.
All right. At this time, does anyone have any questions, concerns, comments, or feedback for the community team? If I can now have a representative or the reporter from the operations team. Woo!
I am the recruited recorder
for team operations. Okay, we had to identify several objectives for from the operations perspective. And of course, the mandate from God was to go cyber. The objective from the authority was to develop a seamless parking ministry. From our SWOT analysis, we devised the objective to increase staffing. And from team collaboration, we came up with several. Enhance departmental communication, improve lighting for the facilities, provide more adequate security, capture the data from people that decide to receive salvation, and also to provide services for special needs people, such as hearing impaired. Okay. From our SMART analysis, we didn't write it, but we wanted to increase the traffic pedestrian flow by 10 minutes by January 2013. We're going to do that. It's specific because we want to improve that traffic flow by, yes, ma'am, by 5 minutes. Thank you. By 2013. It's specific.
Is this your objective?
Yes. Our goal, okay. Our SMART goal.
And say that again,
to improve traffic and pedestrian flow by 5 minutes by 2013. It's specific, we're going to improve, enhance the traffic flow with vehicles and pedestrians. It's measurable because we're gonna reduce the entrance and exit time by 5 minutes. It's attainable because we're going to adequately train our vision partners for parking. It's relevant because we value our people's time and safety at Faith Chapel. And it's timely because we're going to do it by the first quarter of 2013. Any questions or concerns? Yes, Pastor. Okay. Okay. When we prioritized our objectives, of course, we felt that the mandate from God was our number one priority, which was to go cyber. Parking was the second important of the group because we discussed that parking could be a little bit nerve-wracking or just getting in and out of the campus.
If we don't get the people in, then we can't really do any of our other objectives because we need people to come.
Staffing, you gotta have people to carry out any of this. And for Another priority would be, we have policies and procedures, but we need to streamline them so they can be more readily carried out. Because we got them, we don't know what to do with them. And for our last priority, developing services to help our special need population. We don't have an interpreter or anything like that for services. Yes, ma'am.
Did you prioritize them as far as importance, or because I know we did ours a little different because you can't really go cyber parking. So how do you, because that's your number one. So I would think number one would be, or, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
How y'all go on cyber with parking?
It wasn't related to parking. We were just going through the
these were all
objectives.
Of our objectives, and we did this in the order of importance.
Oh, no, I'm just looking on the sheet. It says prioritize objectives, list objectives in order of importance.
Yeah, we put this go cyber because that was a mandate from God to pastor. That was the number one priority because it was a mandate from God. And then we chose parking next because we felt as we went through those six different things that you asked that this was the second most important one.
And from my perspective, it may be
not
important, but not at that particular time.
Those were just those objectives.
Yes.
That they had identified, and those were how they ranked those objectives.
Okay. You go cyber parking.
Okay.
If one way that we may be able to go cyber in parking is, and I don't know if we would do it in our environment, but in some environments, you can reserve parking online before the event, and that helps to improve the flow of traffic because there are certain directions you can't go in because only the people who have the ticket that they printed out before they left home can go to their parking space.
Right.
I have a question for clarity.
Yeah.
It was my understanding that each group chose which one of their priorities that they wanted to walk through.
Yes,
so
yes.
Just because we didn't choose cyber.
Doesn't, it's not related to parking, it's related
right.
to the organization.
Right.
It's just an objective.
Yeah, that's related to operations. It's not parking.
Overall. So we chose one of our objectives or goals is parking, and that's the one that we went through.
Right.
That's correct.
Is that wrong?
No. That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Go Cyber really didn't have to do anything with parking. Those were different objectives that were given to us. And then we chose the top one that we would go with.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what our understanding was of the
assignment. That's what they say. But you need a black matrix.
Yay. Nay.
Attention. The discussion that evolved has brought up a great point. Since Go Cyber was the mandate from God for every team, Pastor Mike would like to hear from each group, how can your department go cyber? So we'll kind of back up, back to the first group. We'll hear from the second group, the third, and the fourth, and then we'll pick back up with our presentations. Sure, go right ahead. You have 2 minutes. Go. Right, it can be totally open. How can you take your department that you're representing today, community, operations, finance, and FAM, how can you take that department cyber?
Yeah.
This your wife. We have a spokesperson, but I'm gonna be obedient. Go cyber. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. People will be able to register online, and they will be able to use the kiosk, which you already do. And then, now y'all already know who we're doing, so I ain't gotta go through all that. Okay, they will be able to interact online, do games, activities, and even sign up for what they want to do, you know, like different activities that they would like participating in. Okay, and then we would do the church cast to announce the community services that we have so that they can decide what they wanted to do. And then we the live streaming, we'll continue to do that. Amen.
All right, can a representative from the operations team tell us how you're going to take Operations Cyber?
Okay, Jermaine said... He said, since we're operations, we can touch anything. All right. We have four ways that we could go cyber. The first one is web parties, which is like if we have an activity at the bridge, it can be online and broadcast so people could participate in the party from afar. We could also do web small groups, like groups that maybe couldn't get together. They could get online and see each other and have a web meeting. All right, then number two was a facilities app, which would be, you know, an app for your iPhone or your smartphone where you could reserve a room, adjust the temperature of the room, you could reserve parking, that type of stuff. Yeah, we're the smart group. All right, number three is classroom webcams. That would be like a service where there's cameras in the classrooms for the parents to be able to see their children during service. Number four is web meetings. That would be the same kind of concept where we could have conferences and meetings and everybody could see each other through their laptops or, you know, on a screen. And then also that could be a service for our hearing impaired people. We could connect to them having somebody do sign language through video.
You all are awesome. What's an example of the... We have one question.
What's an example of the classroom webcams? Because I was thinking more education where you have a webcam on a computer, but y'all said classrooms and with children, y'all do a lot of moving around. So I'm just trying to...
All right, can I have a representative from the finance team to tell us how you're going to take finance cyber?
Doing it all. I got it. Good morning, team. This is our turn to go, so we're going to go through our whole thing. The first objective that we identified, we received from the facilitators, and that was to go cyber. The second objective that we received from authority was to take finance paperless. And then via a SWOT analysis and team collaboration, we came up with two more objectives. The first objective that we came up with was education and training. And the reason that we identified that, well, I'll come back to that. And the fourth objective was asset management. Asset management. When it comes to Go Cyber, there are a couple of ways that finance can go cyber. One is in our invoice approvals. Right now, accounts payable is one of our departments, and accounts payable has to physically walk invoices to many of you in this room to kind of get you to sign off on it, to approve it. But we don't have to do it that way. We can do electronic approvals over the internet. So that's one way. Another way that we can take finance cyber is through our credit card approvals. Many of you all who have credit, company paid credit cards, have to physically fill out that paper form. You have to physically attach your receipts to it and then turn it in to finance. But we can take that entire credit card approval process online to where you're filling it out and different things. Hypothetical. But yeah, we really can do it. But this is just an example. Another way that we can take finance cyber is through our purchasing process. Purchasing also has a physical paper form that you have to fill out and get your supervisor to approve, but we can take that approval process online as well. So that's Go Cyber. Take finance paperless is some of what I mentioned to you as it relates to Go Cyber, but it would also be things like in our accounts payable area, we have all of our physical invoices filed in physical file drawers. We can take that paperless and have those filed electronically. Education and training, the reason that we selected that as an objective is when we did a SWOT analysis, one of our weaknesses that we saw congregation-wide was that we have a weakness when it comes to our congregation being tech-savvy. And when it comes to rolling out new technologies, even here among the employees, there would have to be some education and training behind that. If we're rolling out a new way to do the credit card approvals, if we're rolling out a new way to do the invoice approvals, there would have to be some training and education around how to do that. And so we identified that as an objective. And then asset management, we identified because that was one of the weaknesses that we saw church-wide. The church used to outsource our asset management to a company called AVI. They would come in and tag everything. We no longer do that. And so we have the potential for people to buy things and then those things walk and leave. And so that was a weakness that we identified among finance that we wanted to mitigate and handle. We prioritized those objectives. We said that Go Cyber was number one because it was a mandate from God. It would tie into the paperless thing, but it would also, from a revenue standpoint, help us to have more resources to be able to push out to many of your departments. Number two, we identified education and training behind Go Cyber because we felt that as we begin to set up some of these technologies in place, you'll want the people prepared to receive them. Number three was take finance paperless. And that was to make the finance department more efficient and drill down and specify just specific donations, donors. And we thought that it was specific because we were saying that we wanted to focus on kiosk giving, online giving, and mobile giving. Is it measurable? We thought so because we could track the number of users that we have, the number of donors that we have using kiosk online and mobile giving, and then see after this training, does it go up? Does that number of users go up? We thought it was attainable, but that's relative. That's just our opinion. Relevant, we thought that it was relevant because it is tied to Go Cyber, but we thought it was relevant as well because we're believing God for more money this year, and so it would help us with that goal. And then also it would help to overcome a strategic weakness, which was a tech-savvy congregation. And then we thought it was time-bound in that we wanted to have the training done by the end of fourth quarter. Yeah, it's relevant. It's relevant. I may not be able to answer all of it. When we come back and do the strategy, it may be clear, but these are just my thoughts. One of the ways that you could measure it from an online giving standpoint is there's a support number on the online giving page that says if you have some technical issues or if you need to talk to someone and get some help, call that number. We could track and look how many individuals, how many donors have we had in the past who've had to call that number and then did that number go down because technically if we're training and doing a good job on it, you should see that number go down. You could, from a kiosk standpoint, look at the number of users that you have. If you averaged about 200 people using the kiosk after the training, did that number go up? Yeah. Well, again, it's debatable. We decided to use one measurement, one statistic of just the number of users. You know, are we seeing the number of users online, kiosk, and mobile giving? Are we seeing that number go up? Yeah, and I think from my vantage point, it's premature to say that because we still have to do our strategy, and we thought that a lot of our coherent actions would drive a lot of those specifics. No, it's fine.
I'm just trying to understand.
And again, we're gonna turn it over to the fine arts team, just to kind of wrap it up. We as a group thought that it was specific, and we thought that it was measurable in that we could look at the number of users and are those users going up. It could be other metrics. We believe that would come out in our strategy as we look at our objectives as we look at our coherent actions, what specifically are we going to target?
Hello, team. It's not the chair this time, it's actually me. Our identified objectives were to go cyber, that was the mandate. The objective that we were given from authority was to collaborate with TV, and of course this is from a fine arts perspective, collaborate with television and fine arts for ministry purposes. So we decided, we actually use a real world experience based on FAM and what we're doing with the internet now. We broadcast or we show the sermons, but we don't show what FAM does because we don't have the infrastructure. There's a lot of things that aren't in place for us to do that. So there are some things that need to be done before we can reach that end. So with that being so, we did our SWOT analysis, came up with several factors under strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. From that, we went into our collaboration, which led us to three that we decided to go with that we thought would lead us to the designated end. Those objectives were, in no particular order, to modernize service presentation to spark non-traditional mindsets. Number two was to enhance current technology infrastructure. And three was to increase racial diversity. Now, you might be wondering why increased racial diversity was so high of a priority. The ultimate goal is for us to grow as an organization. And that's one of the most obvious deficiencies that we have in the organization. When you see the church, you see black. So, you see that in the church, and that's going to translate via the internet as well. Well, maybe if we decide via the internet, whether it's through dance, guests, make a strong, concentrated effort to increase the diversity there, we reach an audience that we might not ever would have reached otherwise. So, based on that, we established our SMART goal, which is modernize service presentation by changing stage appearance preparation for going cyber and HD conservation by fourth quarter 2012. What that means is we don't want our stage to look traditional in appearance because that's what people have always seen. We do something different, we'll gain a different audience. So we do that in preparation for going cyber, prior to going cyber, because we don't want people to see us getting it right. It needs to be right before we get there. So we do that as well as preparing for HD for the same reason, by fourth quarter. So it's specific because what we're doing. We're modernizing the way we look. We're upgrading our equipment to make it broadcast successfully without, you know, some of the interruptions that we could possibly have. Measurable. It's measurable in the sense that our end product shows us that it was measurable. When we actually begin to broadcast, that says, okay, we've completed what we set out to do. Attainable. In our analysis, since the mandate was from God, we're assuming that finances aren't an issue, because if he gives us the mandate, he'll supply us with the resources to do so. So relevant, is it relevant? It's relevant to our mandate. And timely, we chose fourth quarter. That's it.
Any questions or comments for the fine arts team? All right, any questions or comments on this experience overall before we break for lunch? Yes.
I'm just not totally clear. Was our
For this one, you were not tied to specifically go with the one for Go Cyber. I put that one out there because that one is out there for our organization. But I recall in the content we had that you have to view it from three perspectives: customer, member perspective, are they ready to receive it? Internal customers, employees, and VPs, do we have the manpower to do it? And then budget, from the budget perspective. So all of those things may not be in place for your particular department. But it is on the back burner, I guess, of your department. So what can you do to meet your SMART goal? So let's look. In phase two, it says the task. In this phase, each group will develop a plan aimed at tackling one of the objectives you developed in phase one. And it says, ideally, that should be the one where you developed a SMART goal because it's already established. And as you see, we're going to go through the entire strategy process where we're going to develop a diagnosis, which will include obstacles, challenges, opportunities, advantages, and critical issues related to that SMART goal. We're going to develop a guiding policy, and then lastly, coherent actions that uphold that guiding policy. And then we'll present as we did for phase one. Is everybody clear? All right, I'll give Mr. Green some time to see if we are ready for lunch. And in about 5 minutes, we'll be ready to head to room 115 and 116 for our lunch. And lunch will be 1 hour.